Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles Range. We have your van. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The much-anticipated Wagatha Christie legal battle between Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy gets underway in London's High Court today. Now, Colleen Rooney accused Rebecca Vardy in October of last year of leaking stories about her private life to the press, with Ms. Rooney dubbed Wagatha Christie on social media for her detective work. For more on what's likely to be an extraordinary case, I'm joined by Enda Brady from Sky News. Enda, we've all been waiting for this one. It's fascinating. Will you fill us in a little bit more on the background to the case?
So, Claire, it all goes back to October of last year and a bombshell posting on social media, on Instagram, by Colleen Rooney, the wife of Wayne Rooney, the former England striker and Premier League multimillionaire. Colleen Rooney took to Instagram and she said that something had been bugging her for some years, that someone in her close circle of friends and people she trusted was leaking stories to a tabloid newspaper about her. And she had diligently and very, very quietly and privately set about finding out who that person was. And she used a very modern device of doing it. She basically restricted all her Instagram account is private anyway, so she would have only had very close friends on Instagram. But there's a daily story that you can post up on Instagram and it eventually evaporates. And she basically restricted it down to accounts that she thought were suspicious or people she suspected of leaking the information. And she, on this story each day, she started planting fake news, basically, making up something about her family life and then waiting to see if it got into the papers. There were three stories in particular. One, that she was making a return to hosting TV programmes. A second, that her house had flooded, and a third, that her and Wayne Rooney had been to Mexico to undergo gender selection for their next baby. Now, sure enough, all three of these stories ended up in the Sun newspaper, and she had restricted the account to just one account that could see what she was posting up on her stories. And the bombshell announcement she made in October of last year was that account was, and then she dot, 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 for emphasis and for drama, Rebecca Vardy. And here we are now in the High Court.
We all remember that moment. So Colleen Rooney accuses Rebecca Vardy of leaking these stories to The Sun. But in this case, it's Rebecca who's taking the case against Colleen.
Yes. So Rebecca Vardy is now taking a libel action against Colleen Rooney. This is a kind of like a pre-trial hearing. They call it a meanings hearing. It's down for half a day. Now, I notice Rebecca Vardy is not in court today. She has been snapped already in Nottingham, where she is at rehearsals for Dancing on Ice. So neither woman in court today. Obviously, if this goes to a full libel trial next year, they will have to attend and they will have to give evidence in person. But today is all about the judge basically setting down the parameters for any libel trial in the new year. He will look at, you know, how Vardy is going to basically specify how she means to prove her libel case. And he will also have to give and discuss the true meaning of Mrs. Rooney's Instagram post in October of last year. So effectively like a legal pre-trial hearing, but already this morning, it got underway at 10:30, and they've been outlining what the word or phrase WAG actually means, because I would imagine a great number of High Court judges probably don't follow Premier League football.
May not be aware. Well, wait till they get to the point where they're explaining how the private Instagram messages work. That'll be interesting. Now, Enda, there was some attempts at mediation, weren't there?
Yes. So earlier in the year, what happened was that Rebecca Vardy basically demanded an apology, and she went public, and her lawyer has reiterated her feelings in the past few minutes. He has said that other people, Mrs. Vardy says, other people had access to her account, so it wasn't necessarily her. Rebecca Vardy did make a phone call to Colleen Rooney, and she then went public with a social media post saying, as I said to you on the phone. So Rebecca Vardy's feeling is that if it was her account that was seeing this info, she is not the only person that has the password, and she's not the only person who had access to viewing what Colleen Rooney was putting out there. So there were attempts at mediation, but neither woman wants to back down, and lawyers have been instructed. And I noticed this morning David Sherborne has been instructed by Colleen Rooney. Now, keen legal observers might remember his name. He represented Johnny Depp in that recent very high-profile libel trial. So they're lawyered up, and it's all to play for. But this is effectively a pre-trial hearing outlining the parameters of what to expect if it goes to a full libel hearing.
Yeah, and that's the big question. Will it go to a full hearing? It'll cost a fortune. Both of them have a fortune, so that's not a problem. But all of the private details of their lives dragged out in court, and you would imagine that neither they nor their families would want this to run to a full case. But that's, I mean, the train rolls on. That's where it's headed.
Precisely. If it does go to a full libel hearing, I think, you know, if you were friends with either of these people, you would, anyone who's covered libel trials, anyone who attends court on a regular basis, you know, as a friend, you would want to say to these people, get into a room, sit down, hammer it out, and don't go to a full libel hearing, because the end result is you just have to go and look at what happened Johnny Depp and Amber Heard and the details of their relationship. And that's just one high-profile recent example. But everything in their lives will be poured over in court, made public, and all over an Instagram posting a year ago. It's an extraordinary situation. Colleen Rooney feels that she has been wronged, and Rebecca Vardy feels that she has been wronged in turn. And they've lawyered up and they're getting ready for the battle.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a farce, but look, it's fascinating. I mean, who won't be watching this as it plays out, if it does?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. And you do wonder as well, you know, in the background, you've got two husbands who played for England together. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine were good mates up until all of this happened.
Enda, thank you so much, as always, for talking to us. Enda Brady from Sky News. Now, coming up on the programme, we're going to be talking about something which a lot of people asked us to do. We were talking about cancer a little while ago on the programme in the last couple of weeks, and many people got in touch with us and said, wouldn't it be a great idea if we brought people in who have been through cancer or who have dealt with cancer in their families to talk about their experience and what they learned? And that's what we're going to do on the programme next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.